track three and the headline stories. And from the Mid-Devon, Royal Recognition. Rescuers receive the Royal Recognition. Members of Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton team have been presented with their King's Coronation medals in recognition of their work as volunteers. The medals were presented by Vice Lord Lieutenant of Devon, Rear Admiral Chris Snow, at the Ashburton Arts Centre. The King's Coronation medals were awarded to all members of the Armed Forces, Frontline Emergency Services, and Volunteer Emergency Service, including Mountain Rescue, who had 5 years of service at the time of the King's Coronation in 2023. Kevin Chamberlain, Chairman of Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton, said, "It is a testament to the dedication of our volunteers that 46 team members were eligible for this medal. In total, these medals represent 900 years of volunteering. These medals also represent a massive thank you to the family and friends of our volunteers who support them when they are called out at any time of the day or night. Several of our team members have received all three of the Queen's Jubilee medals plus the King's Coronation medal. Having all four medals represents a minimum of 27 years as a volunteer with Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton, which is a massive personal commitment." Rear Admiral Snow said, "I was really delighted to have the opportunity to present the King and Queen's Coronation Medal to 46 members of the Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton team. As a volunteer group who makes such a difference to all of us who enjoy Dartmoor and its surroundings, they are exactly the sort of team whose commitment and dedication is deservedly marked by awards like these. It was a pleasure, too, to meet and thank many of the volunteers' families and supporters. Without them, I know the volunteers would find it far harder to do the things that they do."
Location for permanent banking hub confirmed. A permanent home for Teignmouth's new banking hub has been announced. Cash Access UK, the organisation set up to provide access to banking, has confirmed today the new hub will be in Bank Street. The temporary hub opened in the town's post office in Den Road in June. Now the permanent location has been secured, work will start to fit out the premises. The hub will offer a counter service operated by the post office, where customers of all major banks can carry out regular cash transactions Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Finding suitable premises in the town centre that is convenient and accessible has taken Cash Access UK time. But the organisation, of which nine major high street banks are part, is now delighted to have found a permanent location. The temporary hub within the post office will remain open until the Bank Street premises is up and running. The hub will also offer a community banker service where customers can talk to their own bank about more complicated issues on the day their bank is in the hub. In Teignmouth, the community bankers will be available on the following days: Monday, NatWest; Tuesday, HSBC; Wednesday, Lloyds; Thursday, Santander; and Friday, Barclays. Cash Access UK will provide updates on the status of the permanent hub on the Teignmouth Banking Hub web page as work progresses. Including Teignmouth, there are currently four banking hubs open across Devon, including Axminster, Brixham and Sidmouth. A hub in Dawlish is expected to open in a temporary location in the Strand Centre within weeks. Teignmouth's last remaining bank, Lloyds, closed in July, having delayed its closure from April to allow more time for the banking hub to open.
A river runs through it, but can't. Campaign to clear waterway continues. Residents campaigning to improve a picturesque waterway in Dawlish are ploughing on with their bid to clear it of silt and debris. Despite pleas to dredge the brook, which runs through the town, being rejected, the campaigners remain hopeful something can be done to improve its appearance. Teignbridge councillor and Dawlish resident Rosie Dawson says the brook does need to be maintained and work needs to be done to enhance it the way it looks. It was good to see people passionate about it and wanting change, she said. Teignbridge Council, which is responsible for the brook and the Environment Agency, say dredging is costly and would not prevent long-term issues of flooding. They say they are currently working together to find a better way to manage flooding and the overall appearance of the brook. Options are being discussed how to manage its appearance. Dawlish historian David Forth is one of a number of residents calling for work to be done since a beach of silt appeared on what was previously a boating lake. He said he felt the Environment Agency had washed their hands of us. He said dredging may or may not make a difference to flooding, but it was dredged in 2013 and flooded in 2014. Even if it can't be dredged, we need to do something to clean it up. We can't afford to do nothing. If we do nothing, people will think twice about coming. Former Mayor of Dawlish, Howard Ullman, commented, "It is not only about flood prevention. The main issue is the appearance of the whole area, which includes trimming back and removing bushes from the banks, as well as dredging. While dredging may not make any difference to flooding, it certainly won't make it worse and will definitely improve the amenity value. The brook was last dredged in 2013, and at the time, Teignbridge Council said it was important to help stop flooding. But more recent flood modelling by the Environment Agency has indicated dredging would make little difference. There have been offers of help and machinery to clear the water, but MP Martin Wrigley said the silt may be contaminated and wildlife and fish needed to be protected. There is some good news on the new replacement lighting along the brook, which had been destroyed by storms. Negotiations with insurers have delayed the scheme, but the design has been approved and it is hoped they can be installed before too long. Work is also due to take place to repair the fountain."